This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, your default should be no. Dave Harrigan, you agree when we're now going to allow 16-year-olds to vote or that debate, and there are caveats in here, very important caveats, but your first instinct on 16-year-olds voting, and I'm saying the default should be no. Do you agree with me?
It certainly was my default when I saw the story.
This will shock you, but it's two Democrats, representatives, want to amend the Constitution. By the way, they might want to look at how the younger folks voted for Donald Trump in the last election. Might not be as beneficial as they think. Shall the Minnesota Constitution be amended to allow political subdivisions to lower the voting age to 16 years of age for local elections? That's the key part, which cannot be forgotten. They would be allowed only to vote municipal, county, and school district elections in jurisdictions that passed the resolution. They're not going to be allowed to vote in jurisdictions without the resolutions. They're not allowed to vote state and federal elections for state ballot questions. The amendment would have ballots for 16-year-olds that exclude these offices and only be included for local election material. Dave Harrigan and texters, 651. 461-9226, 16-year-olds, they're allowed to vote municipal, county, and school district elections. So, yes, the default is overall, no, come on, you're too young. You're not paying attention. You're a sophomore. Should a sophomore's vote matter as much as Dave Harrigan's? But if it's only for these local races, do you change your opinion in any way?
I think I would, because it would be very exciting to have more eligible voters not care about local elections and not show up. I think that would be great.
Yeah, it's a fair question. When we go in there to vote, and it's the municipal, county, school district, and I guess we can throw judges in there because there's 8 million judges we're voting on. Is that about the right number, 8 million?
Give or take, yeah. Sometimes it's 7, sometimes it's 9.
How many of us have truly paid attention to those races?
I love a good judge race, particularly the ones that are not challenged. I really dig into those.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on those. Yeah. Can we just take them off the ballot if they're not challenged?
It would be nice.
If they're not challenged, you're good. You're in. Okay? Don't waste my time. No. Now, I've been saying for years, I think we need more conformity on 18 and 21, right? I don't get why we keep having, well, you can do this at 18, but nope, you can only do this at 21. I actually don't care what the number is. Now, some would say, now, wait a second, if it's 18, is it really that different than 16? And then what is the maturity level? I mean, if you want to go to maturity level and you're actually paying attention to a race, might get better results, but we're not going to do that. That's too snobby. That's too condescending. You can't do that. No, I'm out. Because we could, I'm probably last in the slippery slope situation, but we've got to come up with some age. I'd rather for everything, right? If you can vote and go sign the military, you should be able to drink, in my opinion. So if it's 21, fine. If it's 18, fine. But I am not for 16-year-olds just on municipal, county, and school district elections. I'm not. Are you convinced they're going to pay it? Like, all of a sudden they get to vote and they're going to lock in on these races? Come on.
Of course they're not.
No, right?
Of course not. No, silly. Nobody pays attention. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody because that's not true. But obviously The vast majority of the voting public does not pay attention to these local races. No, it's – come on. Let's move past this. We don't need 16-year-olds. 18 is just fine. Let's move on.
Let's get your feedback on it. Maybe you're the opposite side. Maybe you're like, yeah. Phyllis Kahn, for years, I think Phyllis was pushing 12-year-olds voting.
Let's go.
How about right when you're born, you get to vote no matter what?
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. As long as you can handle a pen, go get them.
Yeah. Well, there's Joe Biden in the auto pen and whether he signs them next. Some might say, Dave, considering we keep electing to national, federal, state, local, county, municipal, If this is who we're sending, would it be that much worse with the 16-year-olds? I'm not sure that's a bad argument, but I'm still saying no on the 16-year-olds at this point. You want to agree? You want to disagree? Phone call or text? Track us down. 651-461-9226. I also want you to track down a place I go to frequently. I'd have to ask Zach or Kevin. I'm thinking we started maybe 2018 because I kept driving by the Stretch Lab in Plymouth. And lower back gets tight, glutes, IT band, and I want to have progress. And I'm going to use a variety of people to help me out. And Stretch Lab surged to the top of the list because they have great representatives at their 11 locations. You could be the 15-year-old who just finished up hockey. Now you're getting ready for, I don't know, the tennis, the baseball season coming up, and you want to improve your flexibility. You could be the 65-year-old who's saying, wait a second, 74 on Friday. I'm going to play pickleball, but I'm not moving real well. I'm sick of the soreness. You could be the guy who golfs, and you're going to one of the domes or a simulator, and you want to add 5-10 yards. You want to feel better when you wake up in the morning. StretchLab.com gets that done. I believe in it for me. I believe in it for my son, who has a unique genetic condition. They're great with him. 11 locations. And if you go to StretchLab.com right now, your first visit, half off. Don't wait. Do it today and tell them you heard this spot from me on CCO. Just reacting to my comments about Elon Musk before we get back to 16-year-olds. How long are we going to sit back and let Musk do whatever he wants? It's absurd. It is stunning the amount of power this guy has. And you go back to last week when the president was talking about downsizing the government and the end of unelected bureaucrats. There's been never in the history of our country someone unelected with the power that Elon has. I'm sure he's not enjoying the Mike Myers impression of him. And he's just a flamethrower on Twitter. If you disagree with him, he offers up insults and slurs. He uses the R word on a regular basis. And because Mark Kelly, a senator, a Democrat, gets to completely disagree with him, no problem. But because he said, let's defend Ukraine and not give things to Putin, he's a traitor. It is shameful. Speaking of shameful, should we discuss Jason DeRussia, Dave Harry?
No need. He's all right here, ready to discuss his shame, I believe.
Yeah.
What am I ashamed of today?
That's a good question.
Yeah. What am I not ashamed of, I guess?
Yeah. I think we'll have to listen for the next 3 hours.
Yeah,
I think you'll bring some shame.
Probably.
You know?
Probably.
What's your hot take opening the show before we get to 16-year-olds and your thoughts and them voting?
You voted for this recession. It's time to turn exactly what the right-wingers say all the time. You voted for
that's
it.
True.
That's what they say about Minneapolis, about Minnesota, anything.
Oh.
So that's
you voted for it.
You voted for it.
Yeah.
That's
also,
where we're starting.
Hashtag do better.
Yeah. Oof. Today I made a visit. I made a visit to Blue Sky today. You wanna see some thoughtful commentary. They were ready for my visit.
Oh. Does Blue Sky have enough juice for you?
Yeah, I think like it's a very engaged. I mean, I got like 300 comments to something I posted. So yeah,
what'd you post? Well, not on the Sky.
So what I was asking, so like, and we're going to talk about Tesla. If you would buy a Tesla right now, because I wouldn't.
Yep.
Like the baggage that comes with it, no thanks.
Yep.
But if you go to Blue Sky and you don't say, take Elon Musk, set a fire on five different sides of his body, and then watch it consume him, you are a Nazi.
Traitor.
So that's what I got today. I just I think it's interesting that people, and I think it's smart if you're going to protest Musk, go protest Tesla dealerships, right? But part of the reality of driving down the worth of Tesla or driving, you know, having that protest going on is there is, a, you know, whether it's significant or not, I don't know. But there certainly are going to be some people who are going to stay in a gas vehicle or buy a gas vehicle instead. And I think that's interesting, right?
Yeah, I think it is. This is one where there's different information every day. I think it's a very good conversation. I think now that you're having it today, I'm going to wait a couple days. I'm going to do the same day.
That's a good one.
Are you willing to take
a price on the environment in exchange for protesting against Musk? Yeah. And the answer, things and maybe it's yes, but like just acknowledging that there is some negative is all I'm saying.
I'm not a fan in the concept of shrinking our government. Yes. How he's doing it. No. But I'll say this, and I guess I'm being selfish. If I really like my Tesla, I keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
16-year-old, yes or no for Jason Rusher?
They can't be any dumber than the adults who are voting, so why not?
Yeah, Jason says anybody, once they're born, they get to vote. That's the policy.
Yep.
We'll talk a little canopy in seconds.